This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 8th, episode 1334, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World, it's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
When you're dead, you're done, so let the good times roll.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Freestyle Friday. A little BB King bringing us in this morning.
I felt like I was in a saloon.
In Nashville, or New Orleans, in that case. Well, yeah. We want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm starting to take a look at the year-end numbers, right, Jamie, for all the shows?
Yeah, we love to get our long email from you, Geek Tech, and how many people are listening to us. It's kind of fun.
Well, I don't have that ready yet, but okay. I do. It takes me like days to put all the numbers together, but I was looking through the downloads of the app, the Horse Radio Network app, and in the last week alone, do you want to hear the countries that have downloaded the app in the last week alone? And
yes.
We want to welcome all these new listeners from the United States, the UK, Australia, Germany.
Okay.
What?
I said good day.
Good day.
Speaking Australian.
I got it. Germany. I'm going to try that.
Heimacher.
There they go.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It's good to see you. We're glad you stayed for a minute before you were insulted by the co-host. Canada, Denmark, Ireland, South Africa, Spain, New Zealand, China, and Japan.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know. All in the last week. So welcome to all of you. I hope you speak English, or this is going to be a really boring program.
they're putting the whole show into Google Translate.
Good luck with that.
You'd
have to see. The problem is putting it into Google Translate is you'd have to speak good English, and neither one of us do that. So it would come out mush, basically.
Yeah. That's really neat. And that just shows you the power of horses. There's, you know, little girls wake up loving horses all over the world. It's not just here in the United States. And boys love horses when they wake up in Germany, when they wake up in New Zealand, when they wake up in Japan. It's just horses are in your blood, and you will do anything you can to find out more about them. I have horses outside all day. What did I do last night? I came inside and I read a book about horses. Really? Like, what is wrong with me? I'm glad you guys have the disease too.
Well, and let's do this. Let's go to Jennifer, find out what's coming up on today's show, and then we'll talk a little bit about a certain something. Go ahead, Jennifer.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, our clever co-hosts escape through an open gate and gallop headlong across some hilarious headlines, stop for a graze on a list or two, and then return home for a heaping helping of really bad ads. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. And we're going to do Daily Winnies here. Get my sound files organized in the new year. My Daily Winnie yesterday on the show, by the way, I love Fiona. Fiona does our Australian episode, and she's doing the show with her, it's like she's been doing radio for 85 years. She just does it, you know, and it she does a great job. And yesterday we got in this conversation about the different words they use in Australia, New Zealand, and also in America, how they're different. So like float for a horse trailer, those okay. kinds of things. And there are a lot of them, apparently. Like a biscuit over down there is a flake of hay. They call a flake of hay
really?
A biscuit. Yeah. Didn't know that. But and then I heard from like a whole bunch of Australian and New Zealand listeners emailed me, and I'm going to highlight two of them because they wrote me long emails. Becky in New Zealand and Martin from Australia, who's now living in Colorado, by the way. And oh, by the way, welcome, Martin, to the man group here at the show. There's not many of us, so I have to welcome them individually. They both wrote with their ones that they had. And I'll tell you what, it was so much fun. It ended up being a conversation that's gotten a lot of reactions. So it's good to hear from all the ones who wrote from down under. Wow, we love you guys, amazing. And we appreciate you listening. And obviously, we all speak English, but really have two different languages because I didn't understand a lot of what they were talking about.
So. I can't believe that biscuit is a flake of hay. How neat. I want to hear that. I'll go back and listen.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back and listen. It was a really fascinating conversation, actually. And you're also going to want to listen to yesterday's show because the jockey, the girl who won the Melbourne Cup, what a great story about her family and her brother. And it's just a great story. And she was a really, really, really neat interview. Cool. So take a listen to that. It was well worth it. Well, your turn for a Daily Winnie.
Well, I don't do the birthday Winnies like Glenda's, but on a day like today, I just have to because it is dear, sweet husband's birthday. Chad,
oh, it's his happy birthday.
Yeah. So usually, because he's a big, tough fighter pilot in the Air Force, every time it's his birthday, I take a cake into his office and embarrass him.
Oh, like, cool.
I love it. Like, usually I'll walk in and they'll be in some meeting somewhere and I'm like the girl with like the cake and balloons. And they just come on in. he's in that secure office over there. And one time I did it and he was sitting in a theater while they were briefing a flight, and there must have been 40 pilots.
Oh, no.
And I was tremendously embarrassed, and you should have seen him. Whew, I thought I was embarrassed. He was embarrassed. So now it's become a tradition.
Do you put really, really interesting things on the cake so that they have more to pick on him about?
Oh, yes. I used to make a giant cookie cake. Well, my time is not that great anymore. So I'll photograph the cake I pick because usually I'll pick like, you know, you go to the store and you just pick what they have. So it'd be clowns or like, hopefully I can get a My Little Pony cake, something really exciting and totally jerky of me to take into a fighter squadron.
And it isn't tofu cake, right? It's like real cake because those fighter pilots aren't going to want you tofu cake.
I think I'm going to like go to like, you know, Target or Walmart and get like the hydrogenated oil, high fructose corn syrup cake.
That's the kind fighter pilots want, right?
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. Yeah. The kind I would never give him up and let them have. So I have to find out where he is today. And I always go and embarrass him. So happy birthday. I had to do the happy birthday because, you know, I think I've picked my baby daddy. So,
oh, really?
My horse that he
you mean your horse baby daddy. We knew you picked your baby daddy, but the horse one.
Yeah, so let's do the Daily Winnie. I want to hear the new and improved one.
Oh.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
I didn't have time to improve it yet.
What?
It's still the old Winnie. I'm sorry. I didn't.
All those people sent in Winnies to you, and you haven't made a new birthday Winnie
yet? All
right,
that's it. I've decided which one I'm going to use just to annoy you even more.
Oh, hi, Chili.
That's it. That's the one I'm going to put at the end. Be just to annoy you all year long.
Man, that just might just, I just, I cringe.
You asked for it.
I didn't mean Chili. We had all these great submissions and that's the one you're going to use.
Hi, Chili. God, that is annoying.
It's so annoying. And when I ride out on a trail ride, I'll take Thor. Chili hates Thor. Yet still, if I leave, you hear that for 2 miles. You can be 2 miles away and you'll still hear Chili Winnie. And oh, God, it's annoying. So wonderful. I asked for it.
Yeah, you asked for it. I'm going to change it now. Now I'm motivated. So later on in the show, then you're going to announce who you picked as the baby daddy for your new mayor. That's going to your new rental mayor.
Well, I'm 99% sure I'm going with this guy, and I'll tell you about it a little bit later. But I know you guys think that was fast, but I've known about this since December, so I've done nothing.
Hey, there's a lot of women that have picked baby daddies in less time than that.
Isn't that the truth? That's your best line of the day.
Oh, God. All right, let's do an update here. I want to do a quick couple things here. An update on the Classy Lane barn fire that we talked about on Wednesday. A bunch of the tracks now, including Woodbine, who we've had on the show over the last couple of years, are doing fundraisers and everything. But the GoFundMe campaign, I'm happy to announce, is at over $130,000. Oh, and that's to help the ones who lost the 40 horses and all their stuff in the standardbred racing world up there in Canada. So just wanted to update everybody on that. Coming up starting tomorrow is something that's near and dear to Jennifer and I's hearts, and makes me miss Pennsylvania a little bit in the winter. And Jennifer, while I'm doing this, can you look up the weather for Harrisburg to see if it's going to come true again this year? But the Pennsylvania Farm Show starts tomorrow in Harrisburg. It's the largest indoor agricultural exhibition in the United States every year. It's the 100th year of the Pennsylvania Farm Show. We would go every year. It's something that if you live near Harrisburg, you go to. They'll get up to 100,000 people a day. It is crazy big and busy. They have over 6,000 horses, beef cattle, dairy cows, sheep, swine, goats, and rabbits coming this year. So there's all kinds of exhibits. Now, usually they also have chickens, Jamie, but not this year. They're worried about avian influenza, so they're not doing the chickens this year. That's happened before. Actually, the one year I don't think they did rabbits because there was a rabbit disease going around. It's been various years that they haven't done certain animals. And the chickens were always fun to go in and look at because the chicken, I mean, they come in a million colors.
Yeah.
With plumes and not with plumes, and they all have names, and I don't know exactly what they do in the chicken judging. I don't know if they take them out and do little obstacle courses or what, but or they just sit there waiting for them to lay an egg. I don't know what they do, but I wanted to mention, well, there are a couple neat things they do before I mention the other thing. A couple neat things they do is they do an annual butter sculpture that's huge. I mean, 10 feet by 20 feet, and it's all made out of butter, and they sculpt it, and they keep it in a refrigerated case all week. It's really cool. It's always a highlight to see what the butter sculpture is, and they do all kinds of things, but one of the most popular things is horse pulling and pony pulling pack the place. They do a sheep to shaw contest where they actually shear the sheep. This is a day-long contest, and it packs it. People sit there all day, believe it or not. They shear the sheep, they take the wool, and they actually put it through all the processes, hand by hand, all the processes during the day, and then they actually weave it into a shawl by the evening. So in one day, you see it going from the sheep to a shawl, just what the title is, and then they give out prizes for the best one and all that stuff. They do tractor square dancing. The draft horses are there. There are tons of horses at this thing. They do this 4 and 6 hand hitches and the whole thing.
This is like a rural party is what this
indoor
is.
Rural party in the middle of winter. And Jennifer was looking up because every fair, it snows or there's a major ice storm. So what's the weather for this week?
Well, this week we have, let me go back one, highs in the 30s, lows in the 20s. Oh, that's warm by farm
standards.
Yeah, that's
warm.
We only have one day during the run of the show that is calling for flurries, so it's liable to be a very mild one.
Wow.
On Thursday the 14th, we're supposed to have a high of, woohoo, 29 degrees!
Are you going? Or
no.
Is this, okay.
No. But if we were in Pennsylvania, we'd be going. They're expecting record crowds this year. And it gets so crowded. And that's a huge building.
You can't breathe.
I mean, huge. You can't walk. You can't breathe. You can't move. It gets so crowded.
So not only are there like a billion farm people in there, there's like
a billion people.
Animals indoors, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just, is it a total stink fest?
Well,
by the last day, it's ripe.
It gets pretty ripe in the cow section and the goat section and the pig section especially. But actually what happens is a lot of these 4-H'ers come in and they'll bring their cows, you know, that they've been raising and everything, the 4-H kids, and they sleep there all week. So they'll sleep right in there in the stalls, bring their sleeping bags and stuff, and they'll spend the whole week in there with their animals.
Those are some stinky kids.
And then
they're really clean cows, though.
Yeah, really clean.
Really clean cows.
I mean, if the cow poops, they're cleaning it up immediately, and then you can walk around and see all the animals. And then at the end, they have a big auction where they sell like the cows and things from the 4-H'ers, and they'll bring huge amounts of money, and the kids get to keep the money then.
So I've seen this actually because a 4-H group when I was in Georgia, I there was a girl who had her pig, and she was quite fond of her pig, and it was boarded at the stable that I was at, the barn I boarded at. And I went to the end show because we were cheering for this pig, you know, and my God, they raise these things. They love them. They kiss them. They bathe them. They get them all trained, and then they sell them for meat.
Yep. That's exactly right.
How do you do that?
That's the process of life, Jamie. It's just how the
I almost bought her pig. I was like, I'm going to go well there.
Hey, there's another cool thing, too, that you can see at the farm show. And this got
my favorite part.
This led me down a slippery slope this morning, and I killed about a half an hour. So there are animal cams that you can watch starting tomorrow. And two of them from the Pennsylvania Farm Show are the hatch cam, where you can watch the baby chicks being hatched. And they hatch hundreds of these chicks over the next 2 weeks. They're like eggs galore and chicken little baby chicks everywhere. So if you want to watch... And the webcam is right in the hatch, you know, thing. So you can watch them up close and personal. And they also have a duck slide, which is baby ducks. And the little baby ducks like going down a slide. So they have this little slide. And you can watch baby ducks going down the slide all week. So if you want to just waste some time, there you go. Now, that got me thinking, Jamie, is what other animal webcams, live animal webcams, are there around the world? Do you want to hear about some of them?
We've had the people from Mareester on, which is random people that are having foals go on and... And people like Mareester is like, if you are watching cameras, you can check them all and be like, oh my God, your horse is about to fall. You hit the button and it tells them. Anyway,
that's right. And Mareester is one of them. And I went on there this morning. A lot of those are protected now. You have to be signed in to see them. So I don't know if they were worried about security or what. But here's some of the others I found. The California Academy of Sciences has a penguin cam and a shark cam. So you can watch the penguins live or you can watch the sharks in the tank live there at the California Academy of Sciences. The African River Wildlife Camera is set up in Kenya.
Oh my gosh, how cool.
Now, in Kenya, there's three cams there, and it's set up at this safari place where you can watch the wild animals. And you probably hear it. I just went on there, and I'm seeing they show this river, so it has hippos in it and stuff. And this morning, there was a whole bunch of caribou wandering around, and there were some hippos in the water. By the way, watching hippos, I learned, is not very exciting because they don't move. They just, it wasn't a very exciting watching the hippos. Then you can go to Glenda, Sichuan, China for the live panda cams.
Oh, I got to go right now.
And the live panda cams had baby pandas on there this morning. I don't know. Are they called cubs? I don't know what you call a baby panda.
They're called, oh my God.
Yes. That's right. Well, they had some baby pandas on there that were licking and cleaning and pooping. So you can watch those.
It's called Happiness Village. I'm done. Goodbye. See you later.
So that's available. There's the bison cam where you can actually watch bison in the grasslands. I don't know, North, South Dakota or somewhere. Let me see if there's anybody. Nope, it's not light out yet, so we can't see the bison. You can go to the Great Dane Nursery Cam out of Massachusetts, where you can see Great Dane puppies playing in their little habitat. That was, by the way, this morning I went and they were sleeping. They were just, and by the way, they're still sleeping. So they're not really
pandas
anything.
Aren't sleeping.
Oh, there's a baby Great Dane just came around the corner. By the way, baby Great Danes are about the size of Scooter. they're really big. So that was something you can watch. The National Zoo in D.C. has an elephant cam and a lion cam and a panda cam. So they have three different cams you can watch. And then I stumbled upon the ultimate animal webcam site. This is called WildEarth.tv. WildEarth.tv. And it is the ultimate site. You can see about 100 different cams. They've gotten them all together for you of all the different cameras around the world that cover animals. And it is so cool. Like right now, live is Pete's Pond at the Matashuchu Game Preserve in Botswana, Africa. They have the Eagle Cam is live right now. The Djumi Waterhole is live. Also another Africa one. Let me see if anybody's at the Djumi Waterhole. This morning there was a hippo. And oh, by the way, that hippo wasn't you can hear it? Can you hear the Djumi Waterhole? It's windy there. It's still the hippo laying in the dirt, not doing anything. So he has not moved since I went 3 hours ago. I'm not even sure he's alive. But that's the rabbit hole I went down this morning.
You know he's alive because if he wasn't alive, right on top of him would be a bunch of hyenas.
Oh, that's true. Buzzards.
Buzzards.
Jennifer, put a question out there. What is the animal cam that you love? Ask people if they have an animal cam that they
watch. I'll copy and paste this links into here because I know that people are going to, as soon as they've heard you talk about them, they're going to want to go see them.
Yeah, so. You can copy and paste that whole list in there. But that's, you know, it's amazing how much time you can waste on the internet once you get down one of these rabbit holes.
I can waste time on the internet without looking at this stuff. So
there's a lot of webcams out there in the world now. By the way, some of them you'd really don't want to watch because they're a different kind of animal. So I'm just saying.
Don't watch those webcams.
No, you want to watch the pretty pandas.
I was trying to explain to somebody, one of my students, the dad was like, oh, how does this whole breeding thing work? You know, and I was like, well, they collect. And how does that happen? And before I said a word, the wife goes, you can go on YouTube and search it and watch the whole thing. Oh, my God. Don't do that. I go, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't watch it on YouTube.
And before we get to other news, one other thing. This is one I'm partial to. We've covered it on the driving show for years. Saturday, January 9th, this Saturday, if you are in the northern, in the Ashland, Wisconsin area, at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center, they are having the 30th annual Sleigh and Cutter Rally, where they get out dozens of people, bring their sleighs and their horses, and they have pairs and singles and all different kinds of sleighs, and they go out and play in the snow. So put on your parka and head out to Ashland, Wisconsin, if you're up that way. I know we have a lot of listeners up there tomorrow. It starts at 11 a.m.
Man, people can figure out ways to play in this, to make winter bearable. People come up with some really interesting stuff.
And fun, if you consider that fun. Yeah.
It could be fun for a lot of people. We are happy for you.
American Pharoah, huh? Back in the news.
Oh my gosh. I was going to tell you, the Eclipse Award finalists are out. The list is complete. And so do you want to hear who was nominated for what?
Yes.
So for those who don't know, the Eclipse Awards are like the Academy Awards, the Oscars, the Grammys for the horse world. And, you know, for the rest of its life, it's an Eclipse Award winning. Oh, this horse was Horse of the Year. It was an Eclipse Award winning horse. So they've got the finalist out. And I mean, why nominate other horses for some of these categories?
I was just going to say, can't we just give American Pharoah all of them and be done?
I know. Just here's Zayat.
It would save a lot of time. One acceptance speech.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll start at the bottom here. We'll go with Apprentice Jockey Eric, because Apprentice Jockey, didn't Frankie Lovato win the Apprentice Jockey?
Yes, few years ago.
few years ago now. Yeah. Sorry, Frankie. He's been on our show forever. So, Frankie. Eric Cantle, Angel Cruz, and Tyler Gaffaloni. The jockey is, why bother? Javier Castellano, Irad Ortiz Jr., both great jockeys, but they're up against Victor Espinoza. Come on. Then we've got trainer, Todd Pletcher, Chad Brown, both amazing trainers up against, give it to him now, Bob Baffert. Breeder, Darley Stud, which is huge, Sarah and Ken Ramsey, amazing. Again. Give it to Zayat Stables. Bred American Pharoah.
You know, Ken and Sarah have won it so many times, they don't need it anyway.
Nah, they're like, we don't even need to go. Yeah. Owner, Midwest Thoroughbreds, great big huge owner, Ken and Sarah Ramsey again. Just give it to Zayat Stables. They're nominated too. Let's see. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 5 categories. They're nominated for 4 of them. We've got Steeplechase Horse, Bob LeBeau, Dawalon, and Demonstrative. Female Turf Horse is Found, Stephanie's Kitten, and Teppan. I love Stephanie's Kitten. Male Turf Horse, Big Blue Kitten, Golden Horn, and the Pizza Man.
Kittens are doing well in this year's nominations.
That's why Ken and Sarah Ramsey are nominated for owner and breeder, because those are all their horses. Anything kitten. Female Sprinter, La Verdad, Lady Shipman, and Wavell Avenue. Male Sprinter, Private Zone, Rockfall, and Run Happy. Do you guys remember Run Happy?
What a great name for a sprinter horse, right? I mean,
yes, yeah. They're the ones that fired the trainer the day after she won.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
She's now been hired somewhere else, and they have a new trainer. Run Happy went back and ran another race and won that one. Mm. I don't think it matters who trains that horse.
No, he doesn't care. He's just running happy.
Yeah. He's running happy. That'll be interesting to see who wins male sprinter and whether they give it to Run Happy, because people are still upset with them. And, you know, these are voted on. The Eclipse Awards are voted on by journalists.
Wait a minute. Journalists are the people who nominated a certain tennis player for Sportsman of the Year. I don't trust them.
No. Ooh, gosh, that stings. I forgot about
that. It's true.
These are horse journalists, though, so they would have all picked American Pharoah. Older Dirt Female, Beholder, Sheer Drama, and Stop Charging Maria. Beholder is, God, I mean, I'm not doing my picks. So I'll do my picks later. Older Dirt Male, we've got Honor Code, Liam's Map, and Tonalist. Three-Year-Old Filly, Found, I'm a Chatterbox, and Stellar Wind.
I just pick I'm a Chatterbox because of the name.
I know. Yeah. You're a name picker.
I'm a name picker.
Three-Year-Old Male, Phenomenal Horses, Dortmund, Run Happy, and Just Give It to American Pharoah.
Yeah, just there's four or five, right?
Yeah, that's one. Yeah, then we've got 2-year-old filly, Catch a Glimpse, Rachel's Valentina, and Songbird. Of course, Rachel's Valentina, the daughter of Rachel Alexandra.
Just give it
2-year-old
to her.
Filly. Yeah. She won a bunch this year, but didn't win her last race. So it could be up there, but I think she's going to win. 2-year-old male, Arrow Force, Mohamed, and Nyquist. All three of those names you're going to probably hear on the Derby Trail.
You know which one you have to pick.
It's not spelled like Air Force, though.
Yeah, it's close
enough. And I don't pick my names. And then up for Horse of the Year.
Just we've one nomination.
I know. It's like, why'd they even nominate? Run Happy. Gosh, they're trying to give him something. I hope he gets... Oh, I love that horse. He just... managed poorly. Run Happy, Beholder, amazing mare, and just go ahead and give it to American Pharoah.
Yeah,
just... wouldn't that be shocking if Beholder won Horse of the Year? That'd be hilarious. Everybody's like,
talk about, wouldn't it?
Every one of the writers would be like, you know what? Everybody else is going to vote for American Pharoah. I'll vote for Beholder, and they're all going to do that. And then Beholder's going to win.
I thought you voted for American Pharoah.
No, I thought you did. You did that too? Oh, gosh. Okay. So
six nominations. How many do you think he'll end up winning out of the six?
Six.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. I mean, how do you argue with a horse that just won the Triple Crown and the Breeders' Cup Classic? You can't. You can't argue with that. The horse is just too amazing. The jockey, he just rode. Victor was like amazing in every race. You can't take anything away from Bob Baffert, and you can't take anything away from the Zayats. It's been like racing royalty all year long. So without a doubt, they're all going to win. When you see the picture of Bob Baffert and the Zayats in the stall sleeping with American Pharoah, snuggling, how do you not love that horse forever and all the people associated with it? You have to.
And we're a little partial to Bob Baffert right now because he came on our shows. So,
yeah. Well, sort of. He came on her show.
Well, that's still one of our shows. Bob's still up there.
We're going to take it where we can get it, you know?
Yes, right.
Exactly.
Jamie's still jealous about that interview.
It's not what you know. It's who you know in this business, okay? Debbie Laux scorned Bob.
Hey, speaking of which, there's going to be another interview you're going to want to listen to. Jennifer recorded yesterday for the next Horsemanship Radio. It's tell everybody the two that got to talk to each other on the air.
For the Horsemanship Radio episode that will air on the 15th of this month, we had...
you're going to love this, Jamie.
Chris Cox. Ha, 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 ha. And Jack Brainard, who has been one of the judges at Road to the Horse since it started, and Monty, all on the show. So that is quite,
So you hear Chris and Monty and Jack all talking. I can't wait to hear that interview. I haven't heard it yet, but I can't wait to hear that.
You know, for all the loyalty I go to Monty Roberts' place and I spend 2 weeks. I'm learning everything. You know, Monty just had knee surgery. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's public knowledge. Anyway, sorry if it's not. He just had knee surgery.
La 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 la.
And so I got a letter from one of the people that was in our class, and they said, you know what? You should have Thor sit down and write a letter to Monty. So Thor sat down and included pictures, just in case Monty didn't remember us. Included pictures.
Monty loves you guys. He remembers you.
I know, but, you know, I don't want to assume anything. He'd be like, who the hell is Thor? Who's Jamie? I don't know. So we wrote a letter. So I sat Thor down, and he wrote a really long letter to Monty and told Monty that he was really sorry to hear that he had surgery and that one time he had a tooth pulled and it really hurt, but you'll feel better afterwards. apparently I had to ask Dad, I was like, did he get it? Because I don't know. That was that Chad was like, this is weird. Don't send it. It's awesome. He's like, please don't. You're just gonna embarrass yourself.
And you said, and what, why should that stop me?
I said, oh, really? I already mailed it. So we're kind of screwed. But apparently he thought it was funny. So I don't know.
It was funny because the other night I did a talk to the North Carolina Podcasters Association. I was on Skype with this great big screen in front of the room. And one of the questions was, what kind of co-hosts do you pick? And I said, you need to pick that girl. And I explained you. And I said, that girl makes a great co-host. I said, you don't want the people that are accomplished at things. I said, they make terrible co-hosts and they're usually boring. You want that girl, the one whose horse is running away, who can't get anything right, you know, who everybody can relate to because they've been that girl. So I spent about 5 minutes talking about that girl, and that was you, by the way.
I have always been that girl, and it's just like they sent me to the Screen Actors Guild Awards, and I'm on the red carpet, and I'm not even supposed to be that girl, and like I tripped and fell into George Clooney. I'm always that girl, and so by the time I came home with all my audio, they were like, next year we're sending you to do this on purpose, and I was like, I can't do it on purpose. I was trying to be professional.
This is the high heels that got you.
I can't walk in heels. I'm in a gown. It's ridiculous. So anyway, yes, I'm glad that I could be a poor example of how to live.
Yes, you were. And it was a great example to use at a podcasting conference. And now everybody's going out looking for the worst co-hosts they can find. Kentucky Performance Products is a great sponsor of our shows. Let's hear from them. And we're going to be back. We're going to find out who Jamie's baby daddy is. Not Chad, the other one. We'll be back. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Managing horses can be challenging. Each horse's personality affects the way he behaves and reacts to the world around him. Horses with certain dispositions can be at higher risk for developing health problems than others. High-strung or excitable horses are easily stressed, but so is the timid, quiet warrior. Stressed horses are more likely to develop digestive upsets that lead to colic, diarrhea, and ulcers. Nalox Advanced was specifically developed to support a digestive tract that is under stress. It sustains proper pH levels, reducing the incidence of ulcers and hindgut imbalances, while simultaneously supporting the healing of damaged tissue. Nalox Advanced supports the complete digestion of starches and sugars and sustains populations of beneficial bacteria. Make life a little easier on your sensitive horse and start him on Nalox Advanced today. To learn more about the ingredients in Nalox Advanced, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
And you know, KPP has been a sponsor of our show since the very beginning for 8 years. We're really glad to have them. Well, I have two things. One is, did you buy your lottery ticket yet, Jamie?
It must be up high because people are talking about
it. It's going to be the biggest one ever, $700 million.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll buy today when I go get the
there you go. At least buy one lottery ticket because, you know, we're riding on your coattails. If you win, we're just going to say we knew you. And then half of the horse world that knows you from being a loser are now going to be contacting you for money. So
I'll be that girl who, like, loses all her money.
Yeah,
and
it'll be
like
gone. $700 million gone in a year.
But I'll have some really nice horses.
She'll be broke, but she'll have some really nice horses. All right, I have a new sound file for our loser of the week. I got to play it.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
So,
Dumb and Dumber. God,
yes, I had played that wrong. Let me play it again. There we go.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
That goes to Jackie Smith from New Jersey. You've probably seen this story around, who decided that she was going to fake being a licensed veterinarian. A South Jersey woman, authorities say, who used several different aliases, has been charged with pretending to be a licensed veterinarian and treating horses that later died. This woman, I don't know why somebody wants to do this, but she went out faking being a veterinarian, apparently faked billing, or, you know, really billed her fake veterinary practice. She misdiagnosed a horse with an injury or a urinary tract infection. In the second case, she incorrectly injected a horse that she decided needed to be euthanized. The horse suffered for 2 hours before dying. This is a terrible story out of New Jersey. And it took a while, I guess, to catch up with the lady. She claimed that she operated businesses called Equine Health and Equine Dentistry, neither of which are registered with the state. She used aliases Jackie Smith, Jacqueline Smith, Jackie Fabrico Smith, Jackie Fabrico Con Smith, and Jackie, all spelled differently. So she has used many different names, all spelled, you know, about the same. And so they finally caught up to her, a 6-count complaint that has been filed against her to permanently prevent Smith from treating horses, no kidding, and representing herself a veterinarian. The states also want civil penalties and customer restitution, and they want anyone who has had issues with this woman, Smith, Smith Services, should contact the Division of Consumer Affairs and file a complaint. They're putting them all together for possible criminal action, so...
My God, where does somebody get off? Like, I mean, like, do you enjoy that much? Or,
I don't know.
You know what? I'm calling my vet right now. I'm going to have to see your credentials.
That's right. Bring your license along next
time. Bring your license.
But who even wants to do that? I mean, what warped mentality? I don't know. That's just, it was a bizarre story.
That's going to catch up with you. Like, you are practicing veterinary medicine without a license, and people are like, you're not even doing a good job. Oh, gosh, poor people that were involved
with that.
That is just heartbreaking.
And there are probably people that, you know, have backyard horses that don't know much, who are just, you know, calling out of the whatever Craigslist ad or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I do feel sad for them. Now I have another question for you real quick. And okay. I wanted to ask you this on Wednesday, because this is and listeners can answer this for themselves too. And I'm sure you've heard the story about the football player that had a $37.5 million contract with the Rams. Now, his name is Jason Brown, and he's with the St. Louis Rams. He had a $37.5 million contract for 3 years. So $12.5 million a year, okay? And he also decided to take up farming. And he loves growing, and in quite a large way, well, he has a little money to do it with, he grows sweet potatoes and other vegetables and donates his harvest to food pantries. Get this, Jamie. He's given away 46,000 pounds of sweet potatoes and 10,000 pounds of cucumbers this year alone. Off of his farming operation. Well, this is a serious guy doing some serious farming, right? He bought 1,000 acres of farmland in North Carolina to do this. Well, he was coming up to his third year of his contract. He decided to leave it to do farming full time. So he is leaving $12.5 million on the table, walked away from $12.5 million and football to farm for the needy. Okay, so now let's talk. And if we're being honest, let's put ourselves in the honesty bubble here. I realize what he was doing is a great thing, but would you walk away from $12.5 million one more year?
Let's be honest with each other here.
Yeah, neither one of us is qualified to make $12.5 million.
I mean, obviously, that aside.
Neither one of us really wants to be beat up by very large football players.
Also that. Maybe that had part of the decision. But he's 29 years old, and he has probably not very many years left. Might as well. I mean, wouldn't you just hire somebody to do the farming?
And finish out the third year?
And get $12 million?
He's a center. Yeah, he's a center.
Try Googling the name of his farm. When you bring up the website, it doesn't say anything about him.
Oh, really?
No.
I can't open the story here because I don't know. I mean, you know, you never know what goes on in people's hearts and what his calling was and how important he felt like his job was. So, who knows? I would have said that $12 million, I can hire somebody to take care of the farm, make sweet potatoes and give them away, and I'll keep that for next year's harvest, you know?
All right, and here's another side note about Jason, who's quite a guy. I mean, you have to admit, he's quite a guy. His wife had a baby last year. Well, they had planned on getting some help to have the baby, but the wife went into labor early. He ended up delivering his wife's baby.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That's probably why he doesn't want to go, as he wants to stay home with the kid.
He's a tough guy. I got to give him credit. You know what, too? He's already made $25 million. Maybe he figures, you know, that's good. I can live on that. So.
Yeah. Who knows? Like I said, you never know what somebody's heart's telling them to do. So, well, good luck to them. That's awesome. I'm glad they're helping people out.
Well, I wanted to ask your opinion on another story here. Bring it up here. Oh, no. This was a follow-up to the story the other day. We talked, can't believe I'm talking about this twice, The Bachelor.
Oh, my God. You have more Bachelor stories?
I do. I have a follow-up to The Bachelor story the other day. If you remember right, they did the opening show of The Bachelor, and I guess I've never watched it, but reading the news article, that's where all of the pretty girls go to meet the guy, right?
They get out one at a time. Not that I've seen it all that much.
Go ahead, Jamie. Explain it to us.
One at a time, and they get out, and they introduce themselves, and they walk in, and he stands there, and he hands them each a rose or whatever. I can't remember what he does, but he stands there and meets every one of them, and they walk by and say something. They have, like, you know, 30 seconds to kind of make a first impression, and then they walk past him.
There was the unicorn lady, remember? We talked about the unicorn lady, and then
I wish we had the audio of that because I don't even know how that went.
I don't either. But then there was this girl Megan, who's spelled differently, by the way, Maegan.
Megan,
you think?
I don't know.
You watched it, didn't you? She actually brought a mini horse into the set, this is the article from people.com. Of course, she brought the farm animal in with her so Ben could get a taste of what it's like to hitch your wagon to a Texas cowgirl. Huey is the mini's name, and the article goes on, but I think Huey is working as a free agent. The horse could end up hoofing it with all the roses, but he certainly stole everyone's heart and probably did better than most of the girls. By the way, Megan is still in and had made it to the second round. The one who didn't make it to the second round, we didn't talk about this one the other day, was Tierra. Tierra's a dental assistant from Redmond, Washington, with a deep love for everything chicken. She loves chickens. The premiere episode featured shots of Tierra reading, kissing, and brushing her teeth with her pet chickens, who are part of her life and she can't live without. Now, if I'm the guy and I see the chicken picking stuff out of the girl's teeth, she's gone. She was gone.
The first chicken was picking things out of her teeth?
And they showed it in the package.
Chickens I love my chickens. They're disgusting.
There you go. She's the one
when
that
was gone.
When a horse
poops, they run to it. They're like, oh, fresh grossness. Like,
Yeah. I would have kicked her out too. Tierra, you would have been gone out of my show too. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. I would have taken Pony Girl over chicken any day.
All right, let's play a song and we'll come back and talk. I've got in my lap right here the book. Chad calls it my sperm book. There's lots of notes written in my sperm book. My husband has such a good sense of humor about all of this. Unless you have one more news story.
No, that's it. Let's go to
I have to pee.
What's that?
I have to pee.
Jared Rogerson.
What this land's made of. Work is what this ranch is made of. No amount of money can buy. No amount of money can buy. Hurt is what them colts put on me. Curse is my response immediately. And sometimes I don't know why. No amount of money can buy. It's a hard, hard life, but we got what we came for, and there is no one reason why. No amount of money can buy this dirt. Flirt is what she does with me, and it works. She's got a good hold on me, and no amount of money can buy. No amount of money can buy. Shirts, we give them off our backs, I'm sure. Cause out here we do it like that. There's a feeling that you can't deny. It's something no amount of money can buy. It's a hard, hard life, but we got what we came for, and there is no one reason why. No amount of money can buy this dirt. Dirt is where the best roads lead. Dirt, it's how I know I'm really free. And I wouldn't trade this way of life for anything. It's a hard, hard life, but we got what we came for, and every day is a miracle, like the green, green grass that grows up out of. It's a hard, hard life, but we got what we came for, and there is no one reason why. No amount of money can buy. There's no amount of money that can buy this dirt. Dirt. You can't afford this dirt. It's not for sale. You can grab a shovel.
That is Jared Rogerson and Dirt. Since we have the new system, I get to hear all the artists without the...
Without
the... Yeah, exactly. The AM radio sound. I just love every song so much more. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products, kppusa.com. Now, I have to tell you something real quick. I was in the restroom and I heard my dog growling, and she knows she's not allowed to bark in the house, but she was staring at the door like, sounded like a motorcycle going by. So I went to the door. I'm like, is there a coyote? What's going on? And then I realized that I am not the only that girl in my neighborhood. As I was looking out the back of the property, I saw a miniature donkey run by. And then I saw another miniature donkey, and then about three mini horses, and then a big donkey. My neighbors rescue minis, and they are out.
Oops.
They are loose.
Try catching those.
Good luck. Oh, there'll be donkeys out here for days. I love it. But you know what? It wasn't me. I'm the one who had to stop traffic because Jet ran out in the middle of the road when he got loose one day. So, like, this is great.
We had our big farm. We had three in the morning. We hear this banging on our front door. And by the way, that's not what you want to hear, right?
Never good.
No, never good. And we lived on a main road. I mean, there were a lot of traffic on that road. And we hear this knocking. It was a big house. So we go, you know, get dressed, go downstairs. And there's these people. There's a whole bunch of horses loose on the road down here. They're going to get hit. 3 in the morning. And of course, so you get dressed and you go out. And it's your horses, of course. It's always your horses that are out on the road at 3 a.m. So here we are trying to wrangle like 4 horses off the road who don't want to be caught because they're having fun. So yeah, 3 a.m. trying to stop traffic. I know the feeling.
I just saw somebody running with a halter chasing donkeys. I'm like, good
luck. You know, all you really got to do is catch one. And then sometimes the rest will follow if you're lucky.
Well, they're all rescues, so all of them are pretty crippled. Like, they all have laminitis. And
oh, so they're not like, going very fast.
As they're running, they're like, left, right, up, down. Like, they're limping so bad at the run. They're comfortable at the walk, but bless their little hearts. They're trying as hard as they can to get away.
All right, well, we have really bad ads coming up, but people are going to be pissed unless we talk about baby daddy. So let's find out. You said you've almost made the decision. You're pretty close.
Let me consult my sperm book.
Now, did you do this yourself, or did you consult with somebody who actually knows what they're doing about making babies?
Oh, I consult. I'm not afraid to ask questions. All right. My very best friend has a Grand Prix dressage trainer of her own that is a breeder/rider, and she knows all these horses and all these stallions and all these temperaments and what crosses well. I'm like, you are amazing. She knows what crosses well with what, and the fact that my horses have thoroughbred, what stallions are more appropriate. She's like, no, don't go that one because that one will make your horse hot. You need this and this. So she's really been helpful. Her name is Judy Westlake. We're going to have her on the show to talk. She's a pretty impressive woman. Anyway, but I've been really surprised at how bad people are at business. Like, there's this one horse that
world, you're surprised.
I know, right? But like, you're trying to run a business, you're trying to sell things. There's this horse named Puccini, and I have called this woman. I loved him. He's a beautiful 16-2 liver chestnut with all the chrome. Oh my god, he's gorgeous. I've called her, and I've emailed the website. I've called the phone number. I must have called 5 times. Nobody has ever returned a call or returned my email. There's a
well, maybe Puccini's not playing right now.
Yeah, I guess not. Or you know, I mean, things are ramping up in the breeding world. Why wouldn't maybe she's on vacation? Who knows? A horse named Hilltop Farm.
Yeah, he's big farm,
huge and very impressive. And I really liked a couple of their horses, a Sternlicht and Contucci.
One of our everyday listeners used to work there for years.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I called Hilltop about the horse because we've doing the searches of what the offspring of this stallion are doing now. Like Gina Miles is riding a Contucci baby advanced. There's just too many people with really impressive Contucci babies. So I start really getting into the Contucci. And so I call and they didn't say this, but I read between the lines. You know, I don't have a ton of money to... I don't have next year to do. Like it has to be this year. I have to get it done this year. I only have this mare for a year. Well, what I kind of led me to believe was Contucci's kind of old, and they're like, well, we have
he's retired from baby
he's
making.
He's not retired, but they're like, what we do is a 2-year deal. So just in case it doesn't get pregnant this year, you can also come back next year. And I was like, yeah, I don't have 2 years. So next. Then I looked.
He has part-time sperm. Did you put him into the part-time sperm category?
I bless his little heart. I mean, he's so impressive. But the reason he has so many babies that are going advanced is because they're old, and he's even older. So, not that I'm ageism, but I want good sperm, Glenn. I want good sperm.
Well, you only have a year. You can't waste a year.
And don't save that, Robin Donahue.
Robin, can you please save that? Jennifer, mark that. That's at 53 minutes. Can you mark that? 53 minutes.
Then I looked at the horse Shakespeare from Rolling Stone Farm. Oh, my gosh. I called. The woman was such a pleasure to talk to. They only have frozen semen. So the vet that I am dealing with has requested it only be cooled. So Shakespeare was out. Dr. Wendell, also wonderful, frozen. I'm 99% sure I'm going to go with this one that I found. By the way, I want to thank everybody for offering me suggestions. Even Kayla, our super rider listener has chimed in with a bunch of different people. The frozen versus cooled thing is a new learning thing that I've had to learn about. And I didn't realize there's so many amazing horses, but Totalus is out because he's only frozen. You just can't ship fresh semen
from Europe. Yeah.
And a timely fashion.
Not to mention the price.
Could. I guess you could. But it would be more than the actual amount of.
Yeah.
So I think what I'm going to go with, there's a horse named Devonair, which I really like. But I'm not sure that he's going to work out. So I think my official baby daddy is from Rainbow Equus Meadows in Lincoln, California, and his name is Rubignon, Rubignon. Tell me you're going to watch this video and not be like, OMG, that is your horse. Remember, the mare that I'm going to have comes from incredible jumper bloodlines, so I wanted to improve on her dressage portion, and plus at the age I'm at, when he's middle-aged, I'm going to want to just do dressage probably with him. And so I wanted something that was going to be really strong in the dressage world and be able to do my tempi changes and Kenner pirouettes that someday, by God, I'm going to learn how to do. So this is the horse that I think I have picked.
And he's Swedish.
Yeah.
Our Swedish listeners are going to love you.
He was on the Swedish team. And dressage team in 2008, 2009, they said, when I called about him, he is in California. They said he's an in your pocket type of horse. And all his babies are very friendly. And
he's black too. You're going black, huh?
He's so pretty. I finally had to realize I was stop only looking at stallions that have four white socks.
Yeah.
Because
you were really colorblind for a while.
I was really, really being racist. Yeah. It really is what it is. And I realized that there's more to life than chrome socks. So I've had to refine my search. That horse,
actually, non-chrome plain is easier to clean, just saying.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, so you have to worry about scratches and dew poisoning.
We deal with that here all the time.
I know. We don't have that in Arizona, but it could. I can live here forever. And then Devonair was a beautiful black Hanoverian, which has a blaze and four white socks, and he's black. So that was, I think, the main reason I liked him. But Rubignon, I think, is the guy, because dealing with the Rainbow Equus Meadows, maybe we should try to get them on. Edgar from there, he was super nice and very easy to talk to, and I understood him very well. And I think, you know, when somebody doesn't call you back when you want information after like 2 weeks, then how are you going to get your semen that's supposed to be fresh and delivered immediately? You know, like, you got to consider all that stuff too. So you're spending a lot of money to get the mare ready and her follicle ready, and then you've got to put the semen in at the exact moment when it's supposed to be there. And this guy answered his phone and was right there. And the other one that I really liked, Puccini, I just still haven't got a hold of him. So,
well, this one's in your price range, probably a little better than Totalus.
Let me be honest here. You know, I like a good deal. I like a good, you know, I never pay retail, they say. And the reason I don't like to just leave stuff hanging out there. I need to know.
Which is really a bad pun considering the topic we're talking about. Go ahead.
Oh God, you're on today.
You let it out there.
Again, keep going.
Where's my drum roll, Jennifer? Hello? You have the sound effects machine.
But I'm bumped. How's that? Rubignon, if you book...
Sorry, I'm looking at videos of Rubignon. I'm busy.
You need to post that on Facebook too, Jennifer.
I think, 99.9% sure this is Jamie's baby daddy. And Rubignon, if you book early, you get $300 off. So as you know, never pay retail. I love a good deal. And this is exactly what Chad was talking about when he said, I don't want you to pick one over another because of $100. I'm not picking him because he's $300 cheaper. It was an added incentive.
That should be on Horse Husbands 101. That statement should never be made to a horsewoman.
What?
You know.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Yeah. But he knows me, and I'm like the queen of trying to find a sale.
Well, look, you found a good one on sale.
I did. I had actually picked him before they had
that. Now, that is something new. I didn't know you could get sale sperm. So
you can get sale sperm if you book early. And he said that he would give me until for a couple weeks to make my decision. So,
well, there you go. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Like I said,
Jennifer will post a link to that in our Facebook page. And I just noticed that in the auditor's page, Debbie Laux has already posted a link. So she must be listening this morning.
Uh-oh, I've talked about her already.
Yeah, and she's mad. She just wrote a note that said you should not have mentioned that whole Monty thing. So.
Oh, shut up. She did not. You made me scared.
Well, congratulations. We can't wait. You should get him on. This would be fun to follow the whole process. We should get him on to talk about the horse, you know, background, all that stuff. What was his name again?
Edgar.
Give Edgar a call back and say, Edgar, we need the owner of the farm. They need to come on.
I think that I will have Jennifer do it. There's a reason I'm not a producer, because I can't just call people and ask them to be on the show. I don't do that. Jennifer, I will give you Edgar's phone number after the show.
That'd be fun, though, to do that, to kind of follow the whole process. That'd be neat. Well, let's... and then we can have the vet on, and he can tell us what the process was to do the thing.
Oh, yeah.
As one of our health segments.
She would love it. That's a great idea.
See, we'll follow the whole process. Now, I don't really need video of the whole doing the thing, but we can talk about it, okay?
Glenn, I'm going to periscope her inserting her arm into the horse.
All right, let's do it. It is Friday. It's the first. Anything else there? No, we covered about everything, I think. It is the first Friday of the year. So, oh, and you know who else knows a lot about this? I forgot. Is Sarah from Sweden? You know, we're talking about horse from over there. Yeah. Sarah from Sweden's a breeder, remember, for the last 20, 30 years.
Well, I'll have to have Sarah on and see if did Rubignon come to America because Americans paid a lot of money and wanted him, or because you guys kicked him out?
There you go.
What happened?
Yeah, that's he awful, or what was the reason? Maybe he didn't speak Swedish.
Maybe it was embarrassing to their country. Like, what's the deal? Or were they sad to see him go? Yeah, I need to know these things.
I don't know either.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when we highlight some ads that are sent in off of Craigslist by our listeners. And, you know, we got a little variety today. They're not all horse related, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we also give away a prize, which because I'm, took vacation and I'm totally out of whack. Jennifer, we never decided what the prize was going to be. But you know what I do have here is a really halfway decent, actually, box of crap sitting here that was never claimed last year.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a box of crap. And actually, there's some really nice stuff in it. So this is a box of crap you're actually going to want. So that is going to be the prize for today. And you want to just get right to it?
Let's do it. Just kind of hint to people what a box of crap is, because it is not what it sounds like. And it's a new year and we have new listeners and you need to explain.
Okay, so for all our new listeners all over the world, like we mentioned, we've been giving away boxes of crap for years. And that's basically all the freebies and different stuff that companies send us. And I put it in my closet and then my closet gets too full, I can't open the door. So I take all of that stuff and I put it in a box and I ship it to you so you can put it in your closet.
And what is funny about this is that is where I kept my cat litter box. So every time you would say crap in my closet, I would think, oh my God, I would not want to open a crap in Glenn's closet. But his is different than mine.
And actually, there's usually some nice stuff in there. I mean, it is stuff that was sent to us by companies. So some people have gotten very lucky. Other people have really gotten crap. So we'll see which one you get.
Oh, boy. All right.
All right. Matthew sent the first one in. And this is Gravely Dog Eater Snowblower Attachment.
Okay.
Yes. Gravely is actually a brand name.
Okay.
Used Gravely Dog Eater Snowblower Attachment for sale. This is just the attachment. You'll need your own Gravely. This is a two-stage blower. That means that there are augers that grab the snow, ice pets, twigs, and garden hoses into the maw of the machine. The augers then just spin fast enough for you to see what's happening, but too fast to do much about it. Then there's a high-speed impeller inside. The impeller chops, slices, dices, purifies, blends, purees, and blows it out the top at what seems like supersonic velocity.
I'm thinking of Fargo.
Yes, exactly. Very early model, extremely desirable and extremely dangerous. Use at your own risk. It will send a column of snow up into the air, across the street, and into the middle of your neighbor's front yard. The plume of snow is manly. Clear the Rockies so the train can get through strong, not puny like your neighbor's snow diddler that looks like a baby spitting up. Have a problem with a not-so-stray cat coming over to your property? This unit will send the feline right back to its own yard.
Oh, thank God he didn't say he was going to snowplow it.
Have you ever spent hours shoveling a driveway by hand not to have the town snowplow a five-foot-high wall of frozen slush right across it, stealing you in? Can't tell you how many times that happened. No more. Not only will you chew through it, but it will send the pieces right across the street to entomb your neighbor's car. Yup, that neighbor. The one who borrowed your chainsaw and returned it with the bent bar and the burnt chain. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
I'm so glad I don't have to deal with snow. Okay. Betty sent this one in. It's just the title. Wanted. Chupacabra. Male or female? Is a chupacabra is not real, right?
Chupacabra is a mythical being in South America that eats your dogs and cats, as far as I remember. Okay. That's what I remember anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Wanted. Chupacabra.
Or maybe they're real. We don't know.
Well, I was like, let me make fun of this. And then I was like, well, maybe I would be wrong and then I would sound stupid, which would not be a first. Hound dog of spaceship flying aliens. What? The chupacabra. Hound dog of spaceship flying aliens, the chupacabra. Wanting either male, female, or breeding pair. Paying top dollar. Contact via telepathy. No text. Do some people just have too much time?
Well, let me explain this, though. Let me give a little explanation. This was sent in by Betty Faye. And Betty Faye lives in Colorado, where marijuana is now legal.
So I'm
sure the Craigslist ads have started to reflect that.
Yeah, yes. That's a good call. Yes. Keep sending them in, Betty. Holly sent this next one in. Please bring back our stone wall. No questions asked. Whether it was a misunderstanding or what, but the stone wall was not included in the free items offered up on Craigslist. Please bring back the stones and the pillars as these belong to our landlord.
You know exactly what happened here. They had some free stuff. They put it on top of the stone wall with the free sign. Everybody took the stuff and the free sign was still there. And somebody went, oh, I can get a free stone wall.
Oh my gosh, that's a good point.
That's exactly what happened. I could picture the whole scenario.
If you guys haven't learned yet, don't do business on Craigslist. Nothing good is going to come out of it.
Don't put your free sign on the stone wall, you know, maybe off to the side.
Oh, geez.
I can picture it. I guarantee you that's exactly what happened. Beth sent the following one in. Beth Ann sent this one in. Horse trailer, $600 in Topeka, Kansas. This is our horse trailer of the week, and the complete description is new paint. Now, it doesn't matter that this horse trailer has new paint. By the way, they painted this horse trailer white by hand, and it looks like it's one of those rounded two-horse front trailers like we always see. By the way, it's missing some wheels, but they're not important, and it also doesn't have a jack in the front. It's blocked up by a couple of cement blocks, and also it looks like somebody took a couple of hammers and beat the thing over the entire thing. It's so dimpled and beat up. And then they painted it.
Yeah, it's pimpled like a golf ball. Good point.
It does look like crumpled paper, doesn't it? but they knew they were never going to sell it in the rust color it was before, so they painted it white.
They just painted over the rust.
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha. So, yeah. Wow. What a deal. $600.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Jennifer will post that one. I wonder if it... Do you think that you get all four tires for six? No.
By the way, that the whole calendar thing
yes.
that... our listener, Robin Don, he made about
which are still available, by the way, the 2016 calendar.
It is so entertaining. Like, Chad is like, seriously, somebody's asking $1,200 for this thing? I mean, because she put the ads in with it. It's great. So if you still want to go on and get it, we'll
post a link to it.
Post a link. Now, Ellen sent this next one in. Free to a good home. That's never good. Free to a good home. Free to a good home. Sweet, loving, well-behaved. Oh, hell, I can't even type that with a straight face. Let's try this again. For the love of all that is holy, someone please save me from this tiny fur-bearing demon. His given human name is Scout, but I believe that his feline name translates into Hellpuss, destroyer of Christmas trees, bane of chihuahuas, defiler of furniture, and toe chewer. I'm not exactly sure how old he is, but I think that he was spewed forth from the seven plane of Hades approximately 4 to 5 months ago to assist in paving the way for the coming of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
This person can write.
Yeah. He will eat any cat food offered, but I think he survives. I think he survives on cheap whiskey, buffalo wings, black coffee, and the souls of the innocent. This is any kitten, really, that's 4 to 5
yes,
months
it is.
Old.
It describes ours perfectly.
Yeah. He gets along wonderfully with my son's dog, only because he has pummeled the poor animal into submission repeatedly over the past few months. I think he watches MMA when I'm not home in order to hone his fighting skills. He likes sleeping wherever he damn well pleases, especially on the dining room table at dinner time as you are trying to eat. He seems to take great pleasure in loud noises, typically those emitted from a human yelling in pain or suffering. Thus, he will hide in the most inconspicuous locations and attack with no provocation whatsoever. He is a master of the art of the silent kill. You will never see him or hear him coming. I have attempted sage cleansing the house, but to no avail. He peed on the sage. I have sought the assistance of an exorcist, but that ended badly. Again, I offer my condolences to the surviving family of Father O'Malley. So I implore you all, if you have ever considered me a friend or family, please help me find a home for him soon. Because as I type this, I hear him scratching at the bedroom door. I think he knows.
That was very well written.
Wow, Ellen, strong to quite strong.
Our cat, the Beast, has taken up sleeping. Now that it's gotten a little bit chillier in Florida, you know, the house is a little bit chillier. He wants to stay warm. So he's taken up every time you get up, he will climb onto the keyboard of the laptop.
Oh, yeah.
And sleep on the running laptop. So now I've had to make sure, because I don't want him sending emails, right? So I have to make sure I close the laptop every time I leave now, because he'll be there in 2 seconds. And I think there's nothing that kills a laptop faster than cat hair in the keys.
Probably that, or, you know,
when they throw up.
Coffee from Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Those two things.
Well, that was very good. That was very funny. And, you know, and then the other thing, I was thinking about this the other day, the cat gets me because, you know, I have this love-hate relationship with the Beast because he's such a naughty cat like this one. And there have been times recently, especially lately, he's been so bad. I've been wanting to throw him outside to let him fend for himself because, you know, we have big birds here and hawks and things like that. But I think the cat would win, actually.
Does he have claws?
Yes, he has claws. I think he'd win. I think he'd be fine. So I have been wanting to throw him out. But then you get to evening and you're sitting watching TV and he crawls in your lap. And then he sits there so sweetly and he purrs for 2 hours. And then you change your mind until the next morning when he's back to torturing you. So they have this thing. They know the system. They know how to work it. They really do.
I hear you talk about your cat climbing up in your lap, and I stayed at your house and I saw the cat. And my nose is getting stuffy. You even talking about that long-haired monster cat. He's like 40 pounds climbing up in your lap with all the hair all over the place. You guys, my entire time at Glenn and Jennifer's was an allergic reaction. Like, it was terrible.
Yeah, next time you come to visit, we're going to have to get you shots before you come.
When the Beast walks around the house, he's like Pigpen on the Peanuts. This cloud of hair.
Yeah. And he knew it too. And I was like, can I please? I woke up and he's like on my face. Like he knew that I was allergic to him. And I would go to sleep and I would wake up and he was on my pillow, like staring at me like he knew.
New people come over and say, what's the name of the cat? We say the Beast. They say, no, what's the name of the cat? We say, no, it is the Beast. That's his name. That's his given name.
I would call him the Sneeze. That's what I would call him. The hair, yeah, he's like Pigpen. Just falls right off behind him. You pet him, you look at your hand, it's like you've grown, you know, a hair on your hand. It's just all over. It's, ugh. Okay, but he's very sweet to snuggle with you at night. Okay, right, Diana sent
this one in. Wanted kid safe bomb-proof horse for $1. Yeah,
let
don't
me see,
we all.
Are they going to trade?
Yes, I don't know. We'll find out. I am looking for a kid safe beginner rider, bomb-proof, spook-free horse for trail and road riding. This horse cannot be spirited, must be quiet and uneventful, must load in a trailer, and must not be buddy sour. Needs to ride out alone without throwing a fit, leaving other horses. Must walk slow with no buck or rear, and even in the spring after standing all winter. Want the horse to be the same way every time you ride him with no drama. Must have good ground manners. Has this person ever been around a horse before?
I would like to recommend a very nice bicycle.
Yeah, exactly. Even then, you have to pump up the tires every once in a while.
Yeah.
No high-headed horses either. She's not done. No high-headed horses either. Must be level, and horse must be healthy and sound. If you have something that fits this description, please send me an email with photos and price and location. Also send me a phone number. I will not reply back to anyone that does not give me full details about their horse and a photo. I am a serious buyer, and I am looking for two good broke, uneventful, deadhead type horses that are safe. Thanks.
You know, this person has had some bad experiences.
I think they went on one of those trail rides, you know, that have the quietest horses in the world, and their quiet horse bucked them off. I don't know what happened here, but if you can find this, you've got it made. Person that doesn't know anything about horses.
All I could think about was, if you play Chili's Winnie again, I'll kill you. But this is sounds like Chili. I can make a fortune off that crippled, toothless horse in the backyard.
Had to do it. You set it up. So I had to
do it. Oh, God. Okay. Uta sent the next one. Sweet deal just in time for Christmas. Happy Crossmare, $500 in Wilmington. I'm pretty sure Wilmington's in the Carolinas. So I need to go ahead and read that like that. And Cookie's an 8-year-old mare, Appaloosa, with a dash of Arabian and a pinch something else. Something else. She's bay with three little white socks, a star, and just a pinch of a snip. Very flashy with beautiful mane and a tail, peppered rump. And beautiful mane and tail and a peppered rump with lots of powder. She loads, bays, and clips. Rides English or Western, just throw on the saddle, your choice, on her back. She's willing to work. Up to date on her feet and teeth for the year. Wait. She's up to date on her feet for the year.
Yep. Yep.
Has all the right ingredients to be a show or trail horse with additional training. This girl's a perfect recipe for a wonderful Christmas morning surprise.
Was this written by Paula Dean? I mean,
just a dash of this and a pinch of this.
It had more food references than any ad we've ever had. Oh my God. Paula Dean has an Appy Cross for sale in Wilmington, North Carolina.
There you go. That's funny, Ayuta. That's funny.
Tracy sent this one in. This is, you know, every once in a while we get the really long ad. You know, that you read it and they tell you everything about their entire life, about the kids and what they ate for breakfast and the whole thing. Well, this ad is the exact opposite of that. This was sent in by Tracy. The title is Nice Horse. The ad is Nice Horse for Sale. Great price. Gelding. He is an awesome horse. That's it. Entire
ding! I'd take that one.
Yep, that's a good one right there.
That's
probably the perfect one for that lady up above that's looking for the bomb-proof, spook-free horse.
She's awesome.
He's awesome.
He's awesome. Awesome, awesome. All right, James sent in this one. Paint gelding, $1,000 in Lincoln. Beautiful, big, blue-eyed gelding. I've had this horse since he was a colt, so I can promise this guy is a great horse. He's been well cared for. Oh, wait, James. I'm sorry. There's no punctuation. Beautiful big blue-eyed gelding. I've had this horse since he was a colt, so I can promise this guy is a great horse. He's been well cared for and is sound, and he's a big horse, about 16 hands. He's also an easy keeper. No buck ever, no bad habits. Just a great horse. He was my son's horse, and he has moved, and Dakota is having twins. First time just standing around the pasture. I have his re-gestation application. He was born 5
Wait a minute. Is the gelding having twins? Is that what I heard?
Do you... Well, okay. He's my son's horse, and he has moved, and Dakota's having twins.
Oh,
do you
okay.
think Dakota is like... this is like TMI? Like, Dakota's the son's wife, and she's having twins, and so the horse is standing in the... Am I reading too much into this?
I think you are. I think, actually, the ad before it had it right. Nice horse. Awesome horse.
Yeah.
Didn't need to know about who's having twins.
And then one time at band camp, Dakota was like totally hanging out with her friends. And then she was like, I'm not going to ride that horse anymore. And the horse was like, well, I don't want you to ride me anymore anyway. And so they went down to the cellar and they were like fighting down there. And like, oh my God, then the twins come down and they're like arguing with each other. And then the bottles started breaking and everything was falling on the floor and there was wine everywhere. It was a total nightmare.
And that's the typical weekend in Georgia.
I have not had time to ride since then. So,
the last one. Oh, this was probably posted by that lady who went in The Bachelor, the unicorn lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. IMCA registered unicorn mare, sent in by Kate. 5-year-old white unicorn mare broke to ride. Some trail experience. Friendly with humans and dogs. Should be kept separate from horses because they get jealous. International Mythical Creatures Association registration parchment scroll in hand. Can only be read under the light of a full moon, so come on the 18th. It poops some glitter, but just mostly poop. Serious inquiries only, please.
Again, it's like the Craigslist ads of somebody just has too much time.
This had to be from Colorado, too.
What?
It had to be from Colorado, too. Yes.
That, or they really do have a registered unicorn. If you had the phone number.
Which case, we should get it as the mascot for the Horse Radio Network.
Is it a stallion? Can it be my baby daddy?
There you go. There you go. And then you would have a horse that poops glitter.
I don't think you can castrate a unicorn. I think there's like laws against it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harry Potter didn't go so well when they tried to mess with the unicorn. So.
I'm sorry. I loved Ellen's ad. I've never seen that before. And some of you might have heard that, but I'd never heard it. Had you ever heard about the ad?
Oh, no. The free to good home, the cat one. No, I'm going to give it to the cat one every time because it's so closely related to what I put up with every day.
Yeah. So.
And I'm pretty sure that the beast gets into the alcohol at night. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
There's been some missing. So
he hits the bottle.
Yeah. Ellen, you win the box of crap. So we will send that out to you. And the only requirement when you win a box of crap is that you have to take a picture of it and post it on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page when you're done.
Yeah.
That is a requirement for winning a box of crap. Well, congratulations, everybody. Thank you so much for sending those in and finding some good ones to start the year. If you want to send some really bad ads in for next week, send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. We'll actually try and find a prize next week. We just totally slipped my mind this week. So we're out of practice.
You're so honest. I love it.
I am. I mean, I'm just human. And
we have no secrets on this show.
Nope. We were on. I'm still in vacation mode, really. Kind of glad it's Friday. So we will... I also wanted to mention, and I wanted to bring this up. Did the horses like your custom stud muffins?
Oh, my gosh. Let me just tell you a little story about the stud muffins.
So explain to everybody what we had done. We sent these out to all the hosts.
So they're little stud muffins, and they're like individually wrapped in these like 3-packs. And they have this icing on them that looks so delicious. And the icing has on top of it a print of whatever. I guess they can do whatever
they can do
want.
Custom.
They,
yeah.
You can do custom stud muffins. So you can do your farm emblem or whatever. And this has the Horse Radio Network. And it looks so delicious that it's really causing a problem in my house, Glenn. I'm not going to lie.
Why? Because the kid keeps going after them.
And the screaming and crying
they
that
do look like cookies.
I won't let him have one.
He's let him have one once. It's all human grade ingredients. He'll be fine.
I should have photographed yesterday because I got tired of the fight. And I said, you know, this is a horse cookie. And he's like, I want it. I want it. I was like, you know what? You can have it. Here we go. And I open it and he's all excited. He's like jumping up and down. I'm like cracking open the wrapping. Comes like with a beautiful little bow on it. And I unwrap it and I open it up and I hand it to him. And I'm like, you know, that's for horses, right? And he's like, and he licks the top, the icing with the dye. And he licks like the whole thing and digs his teeth into it. And he looks at me with like the icing in his teeth and the like the color down his chin. And he's like, and he looks at me and he has this expression on his face of like pure hell. Like I just was the worst parent ever. And he looks at me and I told you this. The horses. And he just reaches out and he hands me the cookie back and he walks off. And I'm going to try to do it again. I bet he's like, hi, honey. Here he is right now.
That's funny. Well, if you want your own custom stud muffins, you can order them. Just search for stud muffins. You'll find their website. We actually had them made. We had a whole case of them made, and we sent them out to the host. And by the way, we haven't found a host yet whose horses didn't eat the stud muffin. Even Reese's Grand Prix horses like the stud muffins.
Well, so. Thor doesn't eat cookies, and he eats stud muffins.
It's like crack for horses. It really is. Yeah, stud muffins, great company. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you so much, everybody. We appreciate you being here. We'll be back on Monday. Have a terrific weekend. All the other weekly shows are coming out. If they aren't out yet, they'll be out today, so take a listen to those as well. You can find us on our app. It's the easiest way to listen to the show. All those people from different countries found it and they're now listening. So it's Horse Radio Network on the iOS or Android app store. It's free and it's very simple to use. Thank you, everybody. Take care, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
All right. Spay, neuter, geld. You guys have a great day. Great weekend.